From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seewert. A donated property in northern Marathon County has become the region's newest public nature preserve. The 30-acre Big Cane Creek Nature Preserve includes a diverse forest ecosystem, a quarter-mile stretch of Class A trout stream, and a new trail leading visitors to the water. Joining us now is Chris Radford, who is executive director of the North Central Conservancy Trust, to talk about this whole project and what makes the property worth protecting. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me, Shereen.
What is a land trust exactly?
A land trust is a community nonprofit dedicated to the protection of land. We are the North Central Conservancy Trust, or NCCT, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit conservation organization. Our mission is to conserve the natural heritage of central Wisconsin through the protection of land. And we do this primarily by working with landowners to develop permanent conservation easements that protect the natural resources found on their properties. So think forests, wetlands, portions of farmland, prairies, and shoreline. And we also own properties like these as nature preserves. NCCT conservation easements currently protect over 5,500 acres of land across more than 60 private properties. And our organization owns four properties as nature preserves that are open to the public, which includes our most recent addition, the Big Cane Creek Preserve in northern Marathon County. I should also mention that we're one of about 40 land trusts in the state of Wisconsin, and say 1,400 or so across the country, all with a similar mission of protecting land and natural resources, and each organization has their own geographic service area.
How did this specific property, 30 acres, come to the North Central Conservancy Trust?
Yes, so the property was donated to our organization in the spring of 2025 by an incredibly generous landowner named Mary Binkley. Mary grew up in Wausau, and her parents bought the property in the 60s for recreation. She contacted our organization last year to explore options for protecting the natural resources on her property that she appreciated and valued so much. So she invited representatives from our land trust to visit the property. The group shared excitement about the wonderful ecological resources that the property had to offer. And as the group explored together, the conversation included considerations for a permanent conservation easement on the property. But there was also a discussion about NCCT accepting ownership of the property as a donation from Mary, and for NCCT to maintain it as a nature preserve for as long as we're able to do so. And shortly after that visit, Mary decided to make the land gift to NCCT, and our organization accepted it and began developing a management plan to protect the natural resources and to provide public access to the preserve. So subsequent to that, we were able to make some improvements to the property that included a half-mile trail that meanders down to the creek, as well as install a few benches along the trail and an interpretive kiosk at the preserve entrance along the road. The kiosk has a trail map and some information about the preserve. And these improvements really help to provide better access for our visitors and enhance the visitor experience, but are not so intrusive that they have a major negative impact on the preserve's natural resources. And we actually held a ribbon cutting event at the preserve about 2 weeks ago, and now it's officially open.
It sounds like there needed to be a lot of work to turn this into a place that the public could safely explore. How did you decide where to place trails and benches and signs while protecting the most sensitive parts of the property?
Yeah, so we went out there. I should mention that all of the work that's accomplished through our land trust is through the support of incredible volunteers, our board and committee members. We have three amazing staff members, and with support from our many valued partners and supporters. And I guess I'll just make a plug here. We're so thankful to all of you to who are out there listening for all you do in your neck of the woods to support local conservation. But this includes people from all different areas of interest and backgrounds. People who are ecologists and botanists and experts in these areas. We also had people come to us who have a lot of experience with trail installation and maintenance. And we visited the preserve and we conducted an inventory of the natural resources that are on the property. And we established the trail route based off of what would be a good visitor experience, but also what would have the least impact to the natural resources that are out there on the property.
Tell me what makes Big Cane Creek and the surrounding forest ecologically significant. What is it?
Well, this property has a lot of wonderful features from a conservation perspective. First off, there's more than a quarter mile of the Big Cane Creek flowing through the middle of the property, and the creek is classified as a Class 1 trout stream and an exceptional resource water, or ERW, by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Class 1 trout streams are considered high-quality trout waters with a self-sustaining trout population, and exceptional resource waters provide outstanding recreational opportunities, support valuable fisheries and wildlife habitat, and have good water quality. And according to the Wisconsin DNR, only 11% of Wisconsin's total stream mileage is designated as exceptional resource waters. And in addition to all of that, the habitat surrounding the creek consists of diverse forests with oak, there's spruce, elm, sugar maple, red maple, yellow birch. There are sections of forested wetlands with a lot of balsam fir and tag alder and many other species. And all of this collectively is a good potential habitat for a wide variety of local and migratory wildlife. It also provides an excellent natural buffer around the creek to help maintain the water quality.
The Conservancy describes the preserve as a place for gentle recreation. What does that mean for the people who visit?
For us, it means no motorized vehicles on the property. We have some basic rules here. It's really what we're trying to do is to ensure that usership and our conservation initiatives can continue to coexist at this property. So our primary interest is to protect the natural resources that make it so special, but we also want to provide access for those gentle recreation activities like hiking, bird watching, and exploring. And the only real infrastructure here, as we mentioned, is the hiking trail, a few benches, the kiosk at the entrance. But other than that, it's a natural place that we plan to continue to protect. We want to protect the forest, the wetlands, the shoreline that's there, continue to provide that habitat for local and migratory wildlife, as I said, and that buffer around the creek. So we do have some basic rules, as I mentioned. It's open during daylight hours only, no motorized vehicles. We also ask that visitors be respectful of this special place that we can continue to keep it open well into the future.
It is the Big Cane Creek Nature Preserve. Chris Radford, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today.
Thanks a lot, Shireen. Really appreciate it.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.